you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Artificial intelligence software company ServiceNow is acquiring cybersecurity startup Armis for about $7.75 billion in cash. The move aims to take advantage of growing demand for AI security. ServiceNow said the acquisition would triple its market opportunity for security and risk solutions. The deal aims to create an end-to-end security exposure and operations stack, connecting threat intelligence with automated remediation. The transaction is expected to close in the second half of next year. Chinese auto giant BYD posted a more than threefold jump in European sales last month, continuing to surpass both domestic and foreign rivals. New car registrations for BYD models surged to more than 16,000 units in November, from about 4,800 a year earlier. That's according to the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. BYD has been outpacing both domestic car makers like Volkswagen and U.S. rivals such as Elon Musk's Tesla in the continent in terms of monthly sales growth, but not when it comes to the total number of vehicles sold. And the Federal Communications Commission has banned all drones and critical components made in a foreign country, as well as all communications and video surveillance equipment from major Chinese drone manufacturers DJI Technology and Autel Robotics. Yesterday's decision doesn't cover models currently in stores or already purchased. The FCC said that a White House-led group informed the commission on Sunday that drones from foreign countries posed, quote, unacceptable risks. DJI said it's disappointed in the decision and that its drones are secure. Autel didn't respond to a request for comment. The ban has sparked outrage among nearly 500,000 certified American commercial drone pilots who rely on China-made drones, for which they say there is no Western replacement. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.